My commute is really simple. Okay. I pack my stuff.
Wallet, keys, cell phone.
Walk to my car and drive 15 minutes to the office. But there's a problem with that. Driving to work means that, like many people, I do a lot of sitting.
Then you come home in your car. Then what do you do when you get home? You probably sit down and watch TV or read the newspaper or something like that.
Addison Pollock works for Health by Design, a group that promotes healthy city planning strategies. And he's not wrong. That is my exact routine some days. Pollock says one way to get more exercise in is to take public transit.
You know, when you ride transit, you're a pedestrian at the beginning of your trip and at the end of your trip. So you're walking to the bus stop, and then you're walking from the bus stop to your destination.
According to my Fitbit, when I drive, I take 261 steps to get from my front door to my desk. But if I take the bus instead, I get over 1,000 steps. Pollock also points out that statistically, you're safer in a bus than you are in a car, which is good for your health. And getting cars off the road could cut down on pollution. Not a small matter in a city whose air got an F from the American Lung Association.
There's a huge environmental impact that goes along with that.
But getting a reduction in pollution or any of these health benefits means more people actually have to take the bus, which is where the referendum comes in. It asks voters to approve an income tax increase that would fund more frequent bus service, which could get more people riding.
We have a pretty anemic system.
Brian Llewellyn is the spokesman for Indigo, the city's public transit system.
We're the 33rd largest metro region in the country and the 86th in terms of how much service is on the street.
If the referendum passes, Indigo says it would provide 70% more service within 5 years. Llewellyn says that improvement could help low-income individuals.
They don't have the opportunity to raise themselves out and make a better life for themselves without reliable access to transportation.
Multiple studies have tied transit to job access and income in cities like New York and Chicago. And this is actually another potential health impact, because in general, the more money people make, the healthier they are. But not everyone in Marion County is on board with the expansion. If it passes, it's a 0.25% income tax increase. So if your family makes $40,000 a year, close to the median income, it'll cost you another $100. To some, that's too much, especially if they don't plan to ever take the bus. Opponents also argue that the expansion will likely raise fares, and that it will force some people to walk even farther to a stop, which could be a problem for the elderly and people with disabilities. But for people who use the bus now, the current schedule can be stressful.
Lo tomo de tres a dos veces por semana.
Griselda Diaz takes the bus 2 to 3 times a week to get from the Near East Side to work. She cleans at a local hospital.
Sí, cada 20 minutos pasa.
She says the bus by her house runs every 20 minutes, but she has to transfer to another bus. If she misses that, it's an hour wait. So she would love it if the buses ran more often.
Me encantaría que lo pusieran más seguido.
But ultimately, it's up to the voters, here and around the country. From Raleigh to Detroit to Sacramento, other cities will be deciding about their own transit systems on November 8th. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.